Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In his podcast, The Future of Insurance, Ryan Falchuk offers his views on the opportunities that the insurance industry has to reinvent itself, sharing his experiences and insights and a series of case studies from his book of the same name, The Future of Insurance. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and my guest today is the aforementioned Brian Falchuk. Brian, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So, Brian, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I've had a long and winding career in insurance, about 25 years in, mostly P&C focused, and I've gotten to do some very cool things at carriers in different functions, at consulting companies doing work for carriers in different functions, and then getting into the insurtech and advisory space and kind of helping the industry move forward. And these days, in addition to all that, I also run the industry trade organization, PLRB, that I'm sure many of your listeners are members of and know very well.
So tell us a little bit about the podcast. What was the impetus for putting it together?
Yeah, well, so, you know, you mentioned the book series, and that's been coming out since 2020 now. And as much as I love the books, to wait a year, year and a half to share more stories with people and to dig into additional stories, that's not enough. You know, we need more as an industry. We need more guidance and examples of companies that are doing something innovative, despite all of the complications that we face and people with thoughts on that. And so I thought, what better of a way to bring more to people than to have just conversations? You know, take it from you that having those one-on-one discussions, you can start to touch more people in different ways, you know, than a book series ever would. And the cool thing about it is I've also had the people that are featured in the cases in the books on the podcast. And so it's another way to dig into these stories and hear firsthand, what are people doing in this industry to help us move forward, to serve people better? And it's a pretty cool way to spend my days, I will say.
And could you tell us about the podcast itself, Brian? How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
Yeah, so how long I've been doing it is a hard one for me to remember, mainly because it was during COVID lockdowns, and I think all of us have a little bit of amnesia about what day was what, but somewhere around 3-4 years, it's either 2020 or 21, I don't quite remember, but thereabouts. The book came out in 2020, and it was a bit after that. There are 125 episodes recorded, and as we're having this conversation, there's one more still to release, so 124 have come out. But I do them in seasons, 5 seasons of 25 episodes each, which is great. The conversations that I get to have are generally with C-suite folks from different insurance carriers, some solution and service providers that focus in on insurance. And then lastly, just sort of thought leaders and people who are pushing the industry forward, which has included some investors. So I just had an episode with a VC who said something that really stood out to me. And I've been using this in conversations lately with people as like a sign of the intention of the podcast, but also something I think we all need to remember. She was talking about the constraints of the industry. And, you know, a lot of us say, oh, we can't because, and then list the constraints. She said, actually, that's why they like investing in insurance, because of the constraints. It means the solutions that they get to invest in and help people build are even more intelligent or even more creative because they have a bigger hill to climb. And that's kind of a cool way to look at the things that we often think of as holding ourselves back. And so getting to bring some of that out in these 125 episodes, it's been a joy.
So obviously you have guests. What kind of guests do you typically have?
So most of them, I'd say probably 80-85% are somewhere in the very senior ranks of insurance companies. And that can be 100-plus-year-old carriers, all the way down to startups. And some of them are technically not insurance companies. They may be MGAs. And that mirrors my books. So, you know, there's 100-plus-year-old carriers and there's insurtech startups. And so I try to get a mix of that. When we're talking about the startups, generally, I'll try to get the founder in. So, you know, we're hearing the story firsthand from the people who are living it. And also, you know, I don't back anyone into a corner. There's no gotcha questions. I'm a friend of the industry. So it's a positive thing. But I also don't allow for the sort of, you know, the niceties we'll see at a conference where everything looks perfect. There were no hardships. There were no struggles, because you can't learn from that. So it's people who are talking about what really happened and you know, what they did to get through those struggles. And then the folks around the carrier space, so the solution providers, the venture capitalists, the thought leaders, they're bringing a bit more well-rounded perspective looking across the piece. And especially for the VCs, the show is called The Future of Insurance. So where are you placing your bets? What do you see coming up? And where do you think we've gotten these things wrong so far? So it's really this theme across the board of what are we actually doing to move the industry forward? And where do we see things going from here?
I've got to ask, Brian, who are you finding your listeners are?
It's been largely carrier people. So I think over half of the listeners are from, you know, various carriers, which is great because that's the sort of audience that I'm speaking to. But then the rest are a mix of intermediaries, so brokers and agents, certainly the investment community, solution and service providers, tons of that. That's probably 35% of the listeners is from that space. And what's been interesting to me there is, you know, every now and then I'll interact with someone or I'll get a message on LinkedIn and they're, you know, hey, I'm new to this industry, or I just joined this company that's serving insurance. I've been getting smart on the industry or even on the specific companies we're working with because you had their CEO on or you had their, you know, chief claims officer on. And so that's been really cool, is hearing how it's sort of helping people get up to speed on insurance and think about where it's going. I've had people who said, you know, from the carrier side, I've been looking to make a change role-wise, you know, within the carrier, or maybe across to a different company. And it's helped me figure out what should I be doing? Where should I go? Or maybe who do I not want to go look at working for? You know, that's equally important as where should I be? So it's been really a very interesting mix of people who, you know, across companies, across functions, they're using it for different purposes, but all ultimately to move themselves forward.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What are you finding the feedback to be, Brian?
Generally very positive. I was just at a conference and a listener came up and wanted to get a picture with me, which I think is hilarious. I think my wife thinks is even funnier, but I thought it was pretty neat. So, you know, generally it is really positive. I think like anything, you only hear about the extremes. So, you know, every now and then I will have someone who will call something out and say, you know, that's nonsense. I disagree with it. I hate that company or I hate that person. You should never have had them on. That's fine. You're entitled to that opinion. But then I hear from people who call out a specific episode and either it was something someone said that really sparked a thought in them or sparked some energy in them to move forward. Or it was something that, you know, they didn't know and it's helped them to get smarter about things that are going on in the industry. And I've had lots of really heated debates in between, especially when we get into AI or some of the regulatory questions out there. You know, people from both sides of the fence will come out.
So there are Brian Falchuk groupies?
I'm certainly not going to use that term, but that's I'll quote you on that one.
So what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners, Brian?
I think that what's really missing from the discourse today, especially on the back of what we saw in 2023 from a results standpoint, is a need to really look at what does coverage mean? What are the products? And how are we assessing exposures and responding to them? I think as an industry, we've used the rate and either be in a market or pull out of the market levers as the main responses to soft and hard markets. And I think historically, that's actually been fine because those are sort of pauses or band-aids until things reset. But I don't think there's a things reset going on anymore. I think there are some very profound macro level changes in the nature of capital and the nature of exposures that preclude us from having like an 18-month waiting period to just get through it. And I'm still waiting for that conversation to win the day. You know, the press cycle basically every day right now is what's happening to rates, whether that's the insurance press or the mainstream media. You know, it's front page in California and Illinois and Florida, take your pick. What I would love to see is more conversation around the product itself. So that's where I'm starting to see my own conversations going. And I hope we have more of that in the industry.
Brian, there are so many platforms out there these days. Everybody seems to have a podcast. Everybody seems to have a YouTube channel. Everybody seems to have a TikTok. Some people have even written books, I hear.
Yeah.
So how do you cut through all the white noise?
I sort of I gave up on it, which is probably not the answer you're expecting. I wrote a book years and years ago when I was still working at a carrier. And I had these ups and downs, John, where I was like, is Oprah going to put this on her Christmas list? And so it's going to sell, you know, bajillions of copies, or will my mother even buy it? And what I learned is to just not worry so much about how many people will buy it or not, or how many people will tune in, and just focus on why am I doing this in the first place from a content, from an impact standpoint. And if I stay true to that, I genuinely believe good will follow when you do the right things. And that's the approach that I've taken here. Like, let's face it, it's an insurance book series and an insurance podcast. Even if I had massive numbers, by like normal human standards, they're not massive. I'm very lucky. The book series has done tremendously well, and that's great. But to be, you know, the best-selling book series in insurance is saying a lot in insurance and not saying much from a book standpoint. You know, I don't have a Random House, and the other publishers are not banging down my door to take over the book series. But it means, you know, if I get a few hundred people to watch an episode on YouTube or download an episode, and the numbers are hundreds to thousands, and that's fine. That's that many people who would not have gotten that inspiration otherwise. And that's the whole point of it. What's been really cool is, and this is where I've had to lean on some of my younger friends in the industry for guidance, is the clips that I pull out of the episodes. I post those on YouTube, and those get thousands and thousands of views. And that's really neat. Unfortunately, it means like a 30-minute interview is really just about pulling out like 5 minutes of content. That's, you know, that's the world of information consumption today. But those clips are impactful, and those clips get a lot of comments and get people thinking. And so again, if my point is not just for some random number of downloads of a full episode of an insurance podcast, which I don't care where your bar set, you're never going to be that big, then you're going to fail. But if your reason for doing it is to impact the industry and you see people engaging with these clips, even if it's not the full thing, then you're winning. And so that's the approach I've taken. And that means I don't actually look at my stats. I just keep having the conversations that I enjoy having that I think will be helpful. And it seems to be going well.
So Brian, what are your plans for the future of Insurance Podcast?
So my plan is to find a way to keep doing it. So I've been doing it. I'm very cheap, so I do everything myself. I don't outsource it. I'm also very tired. So maybe there's a balance to that. But I love having these conversations. I've been really fortunate to have a great network in the industry. And so when I've asked people to be on, generally they say yes, and that's great. So I want to just keep having the conversations. I'm just finished season 5. I'm going to take a little breather, and then I'm excited for season 6. So as far as I'm concerned, there's no explicit end date to it. Just keeps going. As long as the conversations are interesting to people, I'll keep making them.
How does somebody get some of that cool future of insurance swag like that hat you're wearing?
So yeah, the hats are super special, limited edition. So those most people can't get. You have to know me, and I will give you one. So John, if we get to meet in person, I will give you a future of insurance hat. That's a promise. But there is a merchandise store, a merch store, as the kids would say. Everything's at future-of-insurance.com. The books, the podcasts, and the overwhelming majority of what I put out is free, or you can get at even the paid content. There are ways to consume it for free. And that's the point. This isn't you don't make a lot of money selling books, none of it, or insurance merch. So the point of it is really just to get people talking and thinking about what we could do.
Brian, a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks so much, John.
That was Brian Falchuk, host of the Future of Insurance podcast. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.